You're listening to Vatican Radio, live from the Second World Congress of Ecclesial Movements and New Communities with Emma McCarthy.
The beauty of being a Christian is sharing the splendor of Christ with those still in the dark. Cardinal Marc Ouellette of Quebec, Canada, opened proceedings Thursday morning at the Second International Congress for Ecclesial Movements and New Communities with a call for greater unity in the divine beauty of Christ. In a profoundly theological lecture, the Cardinal reflected on the trend in modern society to distance itself from the truth, from moral good. Therefore, he said, the Church, and indeed those all those working within the Church, including lay communities, need to find new ways of communicating the faith to others. One such way, continued the Cardinal, is by emphasizing, by using the criteria of Christ's beauty to evangelize. Beauty from a theological point of view, he said, is the risen Christ. Here Cardinal Ouellette cited Pope Benedict XVI's words in his first encyclical, Deus Caritas Est. Christianity is above all a meeting, an invitation. Yesterday evening, Wednesday evening, Pope Benedict sent his greetings to the over 100 groups gathered here in the Mondo Migliore Center Rocco di Papa. Speaking briefly from the Vatican Gardens during a prayer service to close the Marian month, the Holy Father described these lay movements as a permanent reality in the Church, whose seeds were sown during the Second Vatican Council and who have since flowered to become a shining light within the living Church. Saturday, on the eve of Pentecost, over 350,000 people drawn from the many active lay groups in the Church will gather in St. Peter's Square to meet with Pope Benedict, 8 years on from the first memorable encounter with his predecessor, John Paul II. From Rocco di Papa, I'm Emer McCarthy.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.